to the Royal Albert Hall for the last night of the proms. But now, here's Lopakatari.
Voy a noche, da colazo yo, voy a yo por, para ti la pona tambor, voy a que el pitz, para que siento la tambor. Un par de no va a pasar de cruz, voy a noche, da colazo yo, voy a yo por, para ti la pona tambor, voy a que el pitz, para que siento la tambor. Osa, osa, por festa Santa Cruz. Montagna fina, forse ma su grucchi, panno in fuvi, panna con la nostra tu, la son di tambor, son volo di un manelì. Oxa, oxa, la festa Santa Cruz, montagna fina, forse ma su grucchi, panno in fuvi, panna con la nostra tu, la son di tambor, son volo di un manelì. Aha! Compas venno papà Santa Cruz, boia no sei. Da colasso giù, poi a giù poi, darà di capona tambor, bovi che il pizz, dopo che sento la tambor. Compas, ben va passante cruz, poi a noce, da colasso giù, poi a giù poi, darà di capona tambor, bovi che il pizz, dopo che sento la tambor. Tremondo! Bossa, bossa, bossa sta Santa Cruz, montagna fina, forse ma su grucchi. Pano in fuvi, pana cola nos batu, da son di tambor, son poli di un manelì. Bossa, bossa, bo festa Santa Cruz, montagna fina, bossa ma su grucchi. Pano in fuvi, pana cola nos batu, da son di tambor, son poli di un manelì. Ahanya povo! Boia no sei, da colata jo, boia jo por, da tambor, bovi que el pitz, do que te cola tambor. Compa, ven va passar de cruz, boia no sei, da colata jo, boia jo por, da pica bona tambor, bovi que el pitz, do que te cola tambor. Ossa, por festa Santa Cruz. Pano in fuvi, pana cola nos batu, da son di tambor, son poli di manelì. Ossa, ossa, o festa Santa Cruz, montagna fina, poche ma su grucchi. Pano in fuvi, pana cola nos batu, da son di tambor, son poli di manelì. Ossa, o festa Santa Cruz, montagna fina, poche ma su grucchi. Pano in fuvi, para cola no es batú, la son de tambor, son polo de un manelí. ¡Ossa! ¡Ossa!
¡Namondo! ¡Maravilla!
I just love that band. Cape Verde's Bulimundo bringing the infectious and glorious sound of Funana to the festival. Recorded this summer by our colleagues at Portuguese Radio, RTP, when Bulimundo took to the stage at Festival Med in the Algarve. And that song, Festa de Santa Cruz, is all about a celebration in the city of Santa Cruz on the island of Santiago in Cape Verde. Bulimundo started out in the 1970s, but like so many big bands, they kind of drifted apart for a while. But now, reinvigorated and with a new lineup, they are back. Some of the old-timers mixing it up with the younger generation and keeping Funana well and truly alive. Well, welcome to Music Planet with me, Lopa Katari. Today, we've got music from Wales, Serbia, Brazil and the US. And in session, a wonderful Czech-Canadian singer, Lenka Lichtenberg, who came in with her band to perform songs that gave voice to Holocaust survivors. Sometimes difficult, but nevertheless essential listening. The band, by the way, is called the Peadora Tango Ensemble. So talking of tango, right now, we're going to step back into 1930s Poland. The tango was all the rage. And would you believe it, Poland was at the heart of the craze. Many of the composers were Jewish, and tragically, most of them died. One of them was Artur Gold, who was born in Warsaw in 1897. He formed a dance orchestra in 1925 with Jerzy Petersburski that was immensely popular. And it was this popularity that gave him a temporary reprieve from the gas chamber in 1943 in the Nazi camp at Treblinka. The deputy commandant of the camp got Artur Gold to form a small orchestra to play for the SS guards. Well, Gold did face the gas chamber later the same year, but he left behind a legacy of great songs and music that were often performed by his fellow recording artist, Polish popular singer Mieczysław Fog. I'm going to play you a recording that Fog made in 1936 with the Sirena Record Dance Orchestra of a song called Tulips, written by Gold, that became a hit that same year.
Zakwitną tulipany, serce budzi się. Jestem jak zaczarowany i do szczęścia lgnę. Tyle wspomnień i radości przyniósł mi ten cudny kwiat. Gdy zakwitną tulipany, należy do mnie cały świat. We'll be right back. non tulipani serce budzi się. Jestem jak zaczarowany i do szczęścia lgnę. Tyle wspomnień i radości przyniósł mi ten cudny kwiat. Gdy zakwitną tulipany, należy do mnie cały świat.
A Polish tango from the 1930s that inspired my guests in session today, the Peyadora Tango Ensemble, and we'll hear from them a bit later on in the programme. But it's to Mississippi now, and to a prison that has some notoriety. Parchment Prison, Mississippi State Penitentiary in Sunflower County in the Delta region. But it also has a rich musical history. Blues guitarists Edward James Sunhouse Jr. and Booker T. Washington, also known as Booker White, were both former inmates, as was Elvis Presley's father, Vernon. Well, in February, after 3 years of hard work, form-filling, bureaucratic red tape, etc., that inveterate seeker of music, Ian Brennan, got permission to record some of the prisoners of Parchment Prison at a service organised by the prison chaplains. The prisoners took some persuading to sing, but eventually more and more of them took turns. Ian says, "The men exceeded my expectations astronomically with the depth and nuance and often downright virtuosity of their singing." And this is how the recording session ended, with every single one of them coming together to sing "Lay My Burden Down."
Down.
soulful and heartfelt. Prisoners of Mississippi State Penitentiary, Parchment Prison, singing the spiritual Lay My Burden Down. Recorded in February this year by who else? Grammy award-winning producer Ian Brennan. The album, called simply Parchment Prison Prayer, is due out on Glitterbeat Records next week. Well, I've got one more song I want to play you before we join our guests this afternoon, and it's from Welsh folk singer and harpist Gwynanne Gibbard. She brought out her new album in June called New Old Songs, and it is just that. Her take on local folk songs from her part of northwest Wales, the mainly Welsh-speaking Lynn Peninsula. And these are songs that are all about local, colourful characters, love and loss, and story-worthy goings-on. I'm going to play you The Little Grey Cuckoo, a very different version of the well-known Welsh folk song, The Gentle Dove. Harp and voice, Gwynanne Gibbard reinterpreting the folk songs of her Welsh homeland. New Old Songs is the album and it's out now on Sane Wales. And so to this week's session with Lenka Lichtenberg and the Peyadora Tango Ensemble. They're going to be performing songs that were created as part of a project called Silent Tears, The Last Yiddish Tango, a project that gave voice to women and children survivors of the Holocaust in particular. The producer behind it is American radio and record producer Dan Rosenberg. And along with Lenka Lichtenberg, this is what they told me about the project, the songs, the heartache and their journey.
I am Lenka Lichtenberg, and I'm the vocalist for Silent Tears, The Last Yiddish Tango. I sing in Yiddish and Polish.
I'm Rebecca Wolkstein, violinist and composer for Silent Tears, The Last Yiddish Tango, and for Payadora Tango Ensemble.
I'm Dan Rosenberg, a journalist and executive producer of this project, Silent Tears. This project started a little bit before the pandemic. I had met a social worker named Paula David, who's a professor at the University of Toronto, who had come to a concert for a different project I was working on called Yiddish Glory. And afterwards, she told me about her work with survivors at the Baycrest Center for Geriatric Care, one of the largest retirement homes for Jewish elderly women and men, but had the largest population of Holocaust survivors in Canada. Her field of expertise is dealing with people who are victims of long-term trauma. And she invited me for coffee to show me these poems, and these were extremely moving, extremely, often extremely painful, dealing with not just the horrors that women experienced during the war, but in the decades afterwards, of what it was like going through war as a child and the pain that that left. And we started talking afterwards, and that was the genesis for this project, to turn those poems into music. And half the project is that, and then another set is material based on writings and testimony of Molly Applebaum, a Holocaust survivor in North Toronto. She's now 92. And during the war, she was buried underground on a farm in a town called Dąbrowa, Poland, about an hour from Krakow. And she was 12 in 1942 when she was buried underground and there until the end of the war. And she kept a diary of her ordeal where she described the horrors, the cold, the filth, the isolation, the hunger, and got through what can be described as about as bad a situation as you can possibly imagine. She had lost all of her family. She was there with her older cousin, not knowing if she would ever live to see another day. And she described all of this and miraculously survived. And decades after the war, decided to publish her diary and a memoir looking back about her experiences. And a huge part of that diary was, especially a song like A Prayer for Rescue, it talks about the need for revenge. And a lot of this revenge was to make sure, you know, revenge against the death of Molly's best friend, the people that killed her family. But this idea that the Nazis would have to pay for what they did.
Yeah. Ще вінц огромне, ніх нас не дренчикат, не запоминай о мне, дай ще паре лад, вибач нам наші гріхи, одмінь тен сонний час, зустав почла. Злонч нас і отца нас, прошепія з надією кругом, же боске мой трафік нос.
In general, we wanted to do this with Polish Yiddish tango. Back in the 1920s and 30s, tango swept the world. And in different parts of the world, they had their own styles of tango. In Poland, it was the capital of European tango and the world capital of Yiddish tango. Thousands of songs were written during this period and recorded on these old 78s. And most of the composers were Polish Jews, and tragically, most of those composers were killed during the Holocaust. So when we had this idea for this project, I immediately reached out to Pajadora, one of the leading tango ensembles in all of North America. And I reached out to Olga Avigail-Moleszczuk, who's not here today, but she's one of the key parts of this project, and she's known as the Queen of Yiddish Tango. And so for the story of Molly Applebaum, most of those songs are based on compositions by Jewish composers, four of them by Artur Gold, who was tragically murdered in Treblinka, and before his death was ordered to create a concentration camp orchestra to perform for the SS. Some of the songs, like Sabina's Letter and A Prayer for Rescue, are based on melodies by Artur Gold. Another group of songs, mostly the ones from Paula David's poetry collection, those songs are especially looking back at the traumas that women went through and are a little bit more contemporary in dealing with what happened decades afterwards. And for those, Rebecca Wolkstein wrote the music.
In composing A Victim of Mengele, I had quite a challenge on my hands with such a horror story to tell. And I struggled for many months on how to approach it. The rest of the album is much more gentle tango, the Polish and Yiddish tango, and this one had to be different. I ended up referencing some of the elements of Argentine tango in order to find that real darkness. But beyond that, I really felt that there were parts of the poetry, parts of the lyrics, which almost sounded like music I would have heard growing up in the synagogue. So there are sections of the piece which are incredibly Jewish in nature, specifically Hebrew prayer almost. And there were so many sections, so many different parts to tell that I had to write many different styles of music through this one piece, which is quite lengthy. It's the longest piece on the record. And I feel really pleased with how it ended up. And I think that the music is able to express this evil.
In Victim of Mengele, I had to reach to places that I have never been to as a singer, and that is anger. I have recorded many albums, but I never had to be angry at any of them. And so that's a whole new experience for me as a singer to do that. And it was not easy at all. The point of the song is this huge grief and anger at the fact that she says, I had to relearn all these things. I had to learn how to walk again, how to speak, how to eat. And the one and only thing I wanted to learn was how to feel again. And that turned out to be impossible. So she says, that's the only thing I really cared to have. And I couldn't do that. And I could not have children. And I could not have the daughter that I so wanted so I could tell her about my sister and my parents. And all this was stolen away from me. And so I'm really angry at Mengele and all those people who did this to me.
Noch der Befreiung bin ich gewesen, monatenlang in ein Spital, bei Militären gelegen soll. Lernen ging von das Nein, sich uns lernen essen von Snein, sich uns lernen reden von Snein, und mein Herz sich bemüht, ich soll fehlen von Snein. Doktor ihm gekommen, gelaufen, von Hand von die rotzkische Kloving, was haben mir Sachen gesteckt in dem Ort? Zu sehen, was wird jetzt hier passieren? Was haben er reingespritzt zusammen in mein Leib? Krabieren, noch als ich bin sogar nicht gestorben sofort. Hereingestubt haben sie sich in mir dort und gelacht und erschien. Okay. sichtbar mit, ich soll viel von Snei. Noch viel will ich noch die Damen von Liebe und Freud Hutsch abbissen. Und haben will ich ein kleines Mädchen, was ihr erzählen will ich von meiner Schwester und mir und von unseren Tagen und der Welt, kein Kinder und keinen zu leben. Als mir guckt, sehe ich sie öscher stark, nur in mir ist alles Pust, sie ist dort gar nicht geblieben. Das hat der Doktor mir alles angetan, euch ich schreck ich sie wie ein Mann. Doktor, rein, als ich so. Sie uns lernen ging von Snei. Sie uns lernen müssen von Snei. Sie uns lernen rein von Snei. Und mein Herz sich vermied, ich so viel von Snei.
A Victim of Mengele, a song from A Victim of Josef Mengele, the infamous doctor who carried out sadistic experiments at Auschwitz. Well, Lenka and the band have got one final song to play for us. It's called Sabina's Letter. But before they do, I want to actually play you a recording that Dan has with him, and it's of Molly Applebaum, who was the young girl he was talking about who went into hiding when the Nazis invaded Poland. This letter, Sabina's letter, it's written by her dear friend Sabina, who actually had refused to go into hiding with Molly so that she could stay back with her parents. Sabina, of course, ended up being killed by the Nazis, but it's a powerful letter, and it's incredible to think that we've got Molly herself reading it out.
We have never been in such a situation before, and we are helpless. I want to believe that some of us will survive, and I urge you to try. Alas, I cannot abandon my parents. Whatever fate happens to them will happen to me. Be brave and pray that we will still have a chance to meet in this life. I will always remember your devotion, your true friend Sabina.
Stell dir vor, die Kram gepackt mit Säure, und du gehst in Schuh mit mir. Wenn ich nicht um heute nicht gehen meure, stell dir, als ich läufe weg mit dir. Sie gedenkst noch Lehrers und Examen, sie gedenkst das Shirley-Tempel füllen. Wenn ich nicht, wir seien noch zusammen. Drück mich fest, drück mit Jahren viel und kein Hoffnung. Stege die alte Mai, kein Schum Hoffnung. Es ist mischt uns mehr nur dem Deutsch.
Sabina's letter, the song based on that letter written by Sabina, a friend of Molly Applebaum's, explaining to Molly why she wasn't going to go into hiding with her. Well, a big thank you to Lenka Lichtenberg, the Peadora Tango Ensemble, and Dan Rosenberg for coming into the Music Planet studio to record that session for us with songs that express the deepest feelings of Holocaust survivors. Music truly does have immense power to tell a story and let the healing begin. This is Music Planet. I'm Lopa Katari. Well, one of my all-time favourite Brazilian bands is Bexiga 70, Sao Paulo's 10-piece collective. Well, they're back in the UK in a few weeks' time, performing on the 18th of October at the Jazz Cafe in London and the following day at the Blues Kitchen in Manchester. So this next track is one of theirs. It's from their album Quebra Cabeça, meaning puzzle, and it's called Pedra Girayo. I particularly love the way the guitar melody sits softly in the centre of this piece. It has that distinctive sound that drew me to Brazilian music in the first place.
Thank you.
layer upon lovely layer of Africa and Brazil. The band say, as far as music is concerned, for them, Africa will always be the root and Brazil its vibrant flower. Bexiga 70, keeping it complex and thoroughly enjoyable. They're playing in the UK in October, 2 dates so far, but you never know, they might have more, so do go online for more details. And that is just about it for this week. Thanks to our guests in session, the Peadora Tango Ensemble, Lenka Lichtenberg and Dan Rosenberg, to my producer, Michael Rossi, and to Robbie Haywood and Joe Yon on sound, and of course, to you for listening. I'm going to end with something from London-based Balamuk. This is a band that just loves all things Eastern European, from Romani tunes to Balkan beats. Their new album, Tarka Barka, is Hungarian for colourful, and they certainly are. This is Two Sandals, a song from the 1998 Serbian black comedy Black Cat, White Cat. Till next time, goodbye. Music from London-based Balkan music band Balamuk, ending this week's Music Planet, which was presented by Lopa Katari and produced by Michael Rossi. Well, Monday's lunchtime concert features the pianist Paul Lewis playing an all-Beethoven programme with the Norwegian Vertavo Quartet and the bassist Tim Gibbs. So let's hear some of Paul Lewis's playing now. Here is number 19 from Schubert's Winterreise song cycle, sung by Mark Padmore.
Ein Licht tanzt freundlich vor mir her. Ich folg ihm nach die Kreuzung quer. Ich folg ihm gern sie. kleines warmes Haus und eine liebe Seele drin. Die Täuschung ist für mich Gewinn.
Part of Schubert's Winterreiser, Winter Journey Song Cycle. That was the tenor, Mark Padmore, and the pianist, Paul Lewis, who'll be at the Wigmore Hall on Monday for Radio 3's lunchtime concert with an all Beethoven programme. But now, just after 5 o'clock here on BBC Radio 3, it's time for J to Z.
Hello and welcome. I'm Jamokeh Fashola, and on the show today, singer Corinne Bailey-Rae will be sharing her jazz inspirations. And I'll be looking ahead to this year's London Jazz Festival, playing music by some of the stars on the bill, including vocalist Samara Joy. But first up is the beat scientist, producer and in-demand drummer Micaiah McCraven, whose latest album took more than 7 years to produce. From In These Times, this is So Ubuji.